I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 17th. There are currently 479 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 31 deaths and 136 people have recovered. 12 of those deaths came at the Quincy Rehabilitation and Nursing Home on McGrath Highway in Quincy Center, which has been identified as a hotspot for the virus. There are at least 75 cases there, and state health officials and an epidemiologist are now handling the crisis there and at other long-term care facilities. There are also at least 14 cases of the virus in Quincy public housing facilities, which now have a no visitation order in place, and residents are being asked to stay in their homes. At least four clients of Father Bill's homeless shelter in Quincy out of more than 100 have tested positive for coronavirus. Positive testing clients are being quarantined at the Howard Johnson's Motel on Hancock Street. Those testing negative will be allowed back to the shelter on Broad Street or the temporary shelter at the South Shore YMCA. Manatt Community Health Center is performing the testing on the homeless population and at Quincy Housing Authority complexes. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy says it needs donations of cleaning supplies, including disinfecting sprays or wipes, white vinegar, and hand soap. Donations may be dropped off at their Adams Street headquarters Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. There will be no online classes for Quincy Public School students on Monday for the Patriots Day holiday. However, online classes will be held next Tuesday through Friday, even though it's April school vacation week. The school committee decided to hold the online classes during vacation in order to shorten the school year. Last day of classes will be on June 17th rather than the 23rd. There has been no decision yet on whether or not schools will reopen this year. They're currently scheduled to reopen on May 4th. Reminder, there will be no curbside collection of trash or recycling on Monday for the Patriots Day holiday, and pickups will be delayed one day for the rest of the week next week. We here at Quincy Access Television are asking you to show us how you're coping with the pandemic at home. Send us your videos of working from home or other ways that the crisis has impacted your life, and we'll show them on Channel 8. Send your videos to COVID19@QATV.org. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, April 17th.